Hey, howdy and happy day, and welcome to Red Edition. Brian Loving. I got news and views with attitude, and here it comes. Portugal, they have a right-wing government there. Who knew? And the government has come out and said, hey, no more face coverings for Muslim women. If you want to wear a face covering, go back to where you came from. You're not allowed to be in our country anymore. That's pretty strong stuff, but that's what they're doing. Hey, kind of good for them. They're making a stand, and many people are against it, and many, many, many more are in favor of it. They say, hey, you walk into banks and stuff, it kind of looks like you're going to rob a bank, and this isn't our culture. Go back to where your culture allows you to do that. Now, jumping over here to the US of A, we've got a progressive podcaster named Jennifer Welch. And she's saying, hey, Democrats, the whole party, all you people in the party, you need to come over. You need to jump on board. We're calling to have conservatives killed. What a statement. Conservatives should be dead. Wow. Particularly, I guess, if you're a white Christian conservative and a male, good luck. You're kind of in the front of it all for the first shot. Boom, and you boom. Not nice. And then you have another person saying here, a black lady saying, hey, federal food assistance now is vanishing because of the government shutdown. No mention, of course, that it's her party's fault. But in any event, she goes on to say, hey, the Americans, the Republicans, they're threatening us. And so we threaten them. We're going to kill anyone who stops looting. We're going to loot because we want to and we can. And Americans, white Americans, you should be hunted down, roasted, and eaten. Really? Eating folks like me? It sounds like a tough job. Good luck. I mean, conservatives, hey, in America, buy a gun. I think you might need a gun if all these crazies kind of hit the streets. You know, conservatives have backbones, and Democrats, liberals, they have wishbones. I mean, there's a big difference there. I mean, man up and come on already. J.D. Vance, keep it up. I watched his show just recently. It's Hillbilly Edgy or something edgy. I can't pronounce things, but it's on Netflix. It's kind of cool. And I use it all of the time because the guy had a kind of a dysfunctional upbringing. His mother was a cocaine addict and so many other things, and he was a bad kid for a while, and he ended up being the vice president of America and a senator prior to that and the cha-cha. It's pretty good. And what I say to people, particularly younger people, they say, hey, you can be what you want to be. You can be what you think you should be. I mean, you just have to try. Don't give us this nonsense about your background. It's my mother's fault, my father's fault, and blah, blah, blah. It's there. Anybody can be anybody that they want to be. So don't whine, just shine, baby. It can be done. Now, jumping over to Canada, you have an MLA, Tara Armstrong. She stood up in the BC legislature, I guess, and she says, hey, I'm going to introduce a bill to protect minors from gender transition. Okay, it's a bill that will stop puberty blockers and surgeries for kids, young kids, okay? And let's remove this gender nonsense from classrooms. But the bill didn't even get a fair hearing, right? They didn't reject it. They refused to even talk about it. They refused to debate it. Wow, I mean, they walk among us, crazy is forever. And then jump over to Mexico. You got guys in the U.S. that were smuggling guns into Mexico. And kind of a unique thing, they had a trailer, like a utility trailer, and the border people went inside and they cracked open the walls. And behind the walls, there was like 400 guns, thousands of rounds of ammunition and all kinds of guns being smuggled into Mexico. And I'm sure that's also being done into Canada. They can't catch them all, but it's kind of nice when they do catch some, because it's about the bad guys doing that. It's not about the good guys. Countries like Canada, they say, the government, let's go get the guns from all the good people, the people who are law-abiding and they have registered blah, 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 and they passed all the tests and everything else. Let's take the guns from them. It's easier than taking guns from the bad guys. Hey, my, dumb is forever. Now, meet a smart policeman. Hey, a short video, meet a smart policeman. They exist. He's a smart guy. Have a watch.
Don't you dare walk in my living forms right now.
It's not that serious. Just drive when I'm done.
I promise you, you better not step on these living room floors.
Or what?
We are here at the scene where a woman killed her husband because he stepped on the floor while she was mopping. Has the woman already been arrested?
Not yet. We're waiting for the floor to dry.
Hey, a cute way to end the day. Y'all come back. See ya.